Well, that makes sense to me, because you have to know how to be... It's the silences that make for the prayers. Like, you have to have the silences to make what you say meaningful. And I think that that's true and often missed by congregations that insist on doing everything out loud. If we're not going to do it out loud, why are we doing it at all? Or congregations that do everything silently and nothing's done out loud. But more or less, we have to recapture the silences. And the silence on the Friday night service, where we sing of nature and the oceans and the sea and the forest being filled with song, is then echoed on Saturday morning on the page 145 and in other places. And one of the things that we do silently is the last paragraph in Hebrew, Ilufinu. So I know that, Becky, you sang a song to Ilufinu, and would you do that after I finish my little teaching? And so Ilufinu male shira kayam, if only our mouths could be filled with song like the ocean. And I love that because I grew up with Judy Collins' album of whale song and her folk singing. And I used to put it on the turntable and play it as a child, and I was fascinated, as probably you were, by the fact that the animal that we are most like in the ocean is the mammals, like the dolphins and the whales, and especially the whales. And that the mammals in the ocean, who again, they breathe air, they don't breathe water, and they live in that ocean, they live in a world of sound, and they make sound. I was talking with the same student in my office, and I pointed out to her that when Genesis says that we are like God, man is made in God's image, the human's made in God's image, that the rabbis argue about what this means. And there are all kinds of ways of understanding it. Only one of them is that we have intelligence. Because for some of the rabbis, they would say, how do you know the dolphin isn't more intelligent than we are? We are not necessarily the top of creation. So many of the rabbis argued that it was our complex language. That was, we are ish medaber, we are a speaking animal. And it's the speaking that makes us like God. And that's why we pray. Going back to Ilufinu, before we pray, we have this silence. We say, if only we could create in this room, if I could create in my mouth a song like goes on in the sea, the clicking of the fishes, the rushing of the waves, the sounds that go across long distances. And we think of the mammals like us who make those sounds. So not to be too harsh, but the fact that I preach this, I have to share with you something that's a little sad. I've often wondered what it's like to be a whale and what it's like to be a dolphin and to communicate almost entirely by sonar and by whale song and dolphin song. And what it's like to live in that ocean of sound, that ocean of music, that is a prayer to God. On a separate note, are you all aware, you probably are, that dolphins and whales have been beaching themselves for the last number of years? And that this has been something of a mystery to scientists. We wondered if they had a disease. Remember the one that just washed up on the West Coast a couple months ago, and they had to, it's kind of brutal, they had to hack it up and remove it because of the stench on the beach. Are they going crazy? Do they have a disease like the bees had that disease? What is causing dolphins, and particularly whales, to beach themselves? What is the disease? So a study came out on July 16th that has what seems to be the theory. I'm going to read the press announcement. Our oceans are noisy. The movement of ships, pinging of sonar, and whir of propellers are a near constant wherever man is. And that has a big effect on ocean life, especially the mammals like whales and dolphins that use sound to communicate, to move around, and to locate food. Man-made sonar disrupts whale behavior. A 2008 study found that some whale species stop vocalizing and even looking for food in areas where sonar, man-made sonar, is being used, and that they can starve to death. Sonar can hurt whales in other ways. It has now been shown that it makes them flee and beach themselves. Some species are affected by sonar more than others, but even blue whales, the largest animals on the earth, will flee from sonar. Because sonar can harm marine mammals, the U.S. Navy has now, starting in 2015, limited sonar testing and lowered sonar levels. But there's other noise pollution. Loud noises like boat propellers and the blasting for oil wells makes whales dive frantically. So far deep they go to get away from them that they develop the bends and they can die from the nitrogen bubbles that form in their tissues. And while international law says animals can't be exposed to sounds louder than 180 decibels, noise carries farther underwater. Whales up to 124 miles away have been shown to respond to these noises. It's not all bad news. There's been a roadmap drawn up by scientists to reduce oceanic noise pollution, to protect not just the natural sound, not just the natural hardscape, but the natural soundscapes of our oceans. Let's hope that we follow those laws. So for Ilufinu, the idea of the whale song, the prayer to God that we're trying to imitate in prayer, that we get silent to hear it, try to reach it. It's a beautiful prayer, and a beautiful prayer of humility. I mean, basically saying, rather than we're the head of creation, saying it would be enough for us if we could even just come close to what the creatures of the ocean can do with their sounds and God's appreciation of them.